Hello, hello, hello. It's your girl Tam here on another episode of Talk with Tam. First, Happy New Year! So excited to cross over into a new decade, 2020. Life is good, God is good, and we are good. So excited to see everything that God has in store, not only for me, but for you. So tonight is Thursday, the first Thursday of the new year. So we are excited about that here with Talk with Tam. And we wanted to keep up with our podcasts with the Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday, the busyness of schedules and family, travel here and there. We wanted to get back into the groove of our podcast as we move forward into this new year. Exciting times here with Talk with Tam. So tonight's podcast is just to talk about what you have ready for 2020. We are excited over on our end to share with you our vision board party that is happening on Saturday, January 18, 2020. That will be taking place at Gethsemane Temple Church in the Fellowship Hall, 1405 South 2nd Street in Plainfield between Rock Avenue and Clinton Avenue. Hopefully, you'll be able to join us. The event will be taking place from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. The cost is $25 per person. It includes the workshop for the vision board, also your vision board materials and supplies, swag bags, networking opportunities, and of course, refreshments. So, we are looking for a great time where we would learn of SMART plans, a MAP, which is an acronym for your Master Action Plan, and then also accountability partners. So those will be the three segments that we'll talk about in a vision board workshop, and then we will get into creating our dreams, visions, gifts, purpose, and making sure all of these ideas are brought to life on our vision board. So we are excited. Hopefully, you will be able to join us again. That's Saturday, January 18, 2020, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Gethsemane Temple Church in the Fellowship Hall. To register, to sign up for the Vision Board Party, please call Talk with Tam, the number 908-546-9037. So we are going to talk about tonight, fruit of the Spirit. There's a couple of components when we look at this scripture, what embodies the fruit of the Spirit. So we'll talk about that tonight and expand a little bit on that. So sit back, relax. We'll be back after this commercial break here on another podcast with Talk with Tam. Just like that, we are back. So, welcome again. Happy New Year to you. Happy New You. Happy Better Me. We are here for another podcast on Talk with Tam, the first Thursday of a brand new year, 2020. God is good. We made it. We crossed over. So, before we get started, we'd just like to have reflection, so we'll go ahead and do that. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you for allowing us to see an end of 2019 to bring us into 2020. Thank you for keeping our loved ones, our family, friends, our circle safe. Thank you for your protection, your mercies, and your grace. We just ask that you continue to be within us, lead us, guide us, continue to shelter us, and protect us from any hurt, harm, or danger. We just give you the reverence, the glory, and the honor. Amen. So we'll get right into it with our podcast. Earlier, before the commercial break, I was sharing that we're excited here with Talk with Tam for this new year. Tonight's podcast, just wanted to talk about fruit of the Spirit. There's a lot of components that make up the fruit of the Spirit. So wanted to dig a little bit deeper into that to get your thoughts and your ideas and your feedback. So let's get right into it. So fruit of the Spirit, Galatians chapter 5, 22, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith." Verse 23, "meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." So those are the components of the fruit of the Spirit. A lot of people think that they're individual, but it's all combined. So basically, if you don't have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, then you really aren't operating in the fruit of the Spirit, because you can't have one without the other. Now, trust me, you will be tested with different things that come against you, towards you, around you, or for you. But we have to make sure that we are exercising and walking in all of these. Love, Jesus loves us, so we have to love people. John 3:16 is a familiar scripture. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that who shall ever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." So God is love, and he was so gracious to love us, so we too have to be gracious to love others. And we're also supposed to have joy. We understand that there will be some times of darkness and sorrow, but through it all, we have joy to know that we were blessed with life. And the most important thing with that is to have peace. You never want your peace to be interrupted. And if there are things that are in your life right now that's not bringing you peace, know that it's okay to walk away, because God is not the author of confusion. Everything that we have need of, we can go to him, and there is a stillness and there's a peace in God. And if you don't have that, then go to him, ask him to seek it, and he will give you peace. Long suffering. There's a lot of things that we go through in life that we need to exercise long suffering, and that also goes hand in hand with patience. Your patience will be tested, but again, it is a test, and we have to pass the test. Now, through the situations or the trials or circumstance, yeah, we may show an unkindly facial expression or a body movement or a word in our frustration, but even in that situation, we know we have to make it right. And the Bible says if you have an ought between your brother, you have to make it right. And that could be if you have an ought between your sister, friend, aunt, uncle, mother, father, whoever it might be, just make it right. Gentleness. There are things that we do in life that sometimes we don't show a gentle spirit, but we also have to be gentle. Gentle doesn't mean that you're weak. It just means that you're gentle, you're caring, you're kind, and you show love and affection towards others. You never know what someone may be going through, and your word of inspiration, of hope, encouragement can really go a long way. I remember there was a situation that I had encountered almost like 7 or 8 years ago, someone that I knew was going through a situation, and they felt like, oh, this is it. I don't want to live anymore. And I just happened to run into them, and I was just giving them a word of encouragement. And next thing I know, I got a text and said, "I thank you for your kind word, because had it not been that I met you, I was really going to drive off a cliff." And you really don't know what someone's going through, and sometimes the strongest ones are really hurting, and they don't know how to verbalize that, you know what, today's not a good day, because you always see them so strong and you always see them for this person and that person. But it's a heavy load that we carry as individuals. So that's why I encourage you to find a friend, a true friend that you can rely on, that you can count on, that you can go to and talk to, and know that they may not agree with you, but they're going to tell you the truth, and you want to make sure that you have someone that you can really engage in conversation that's going to really tell you the truth, the good, the bad, the ugly, everything in between that. But you really need to speak out and, you know, share what you are going through. A soft answer does turn away wrath. However, your words could hurt and harm someone, and you don't want that on your conscience, to know that I was kind of harsh, I was kind of mean, and I had an opportunity to make it right and I didn't. So if you are experiencing that and know how you can help someone, then just help them. It doesn't cost you anything just to help them. And the other is goodness. And we know that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. But are we really being good to others? Are we really being kind? Are we really being gentle and loving? That's one of the fruit of the spirits. We have to. Faith. Sometimes our faith is going to be tested, and we know that. But it doesn't mean that we give up on faith. We can't. I'm adamant in saying you can't give up. You have to live. You have to fight. Each day that you wake up is another opportunity to get it right. You may not be perfect. No one's perfect. But God's perfecting love helps you get to the next level that you have to go to and grow. And I'm really firm in believing that if God brings you to something, He'll bring you through it. And then also in meekness, a lot of people think, oh, because I'm humble and I'm meek and I'm quiet and I don't say too much here or there, they think that you're weak. No, 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 no. Do not take my meekness for weakness. I am a meek person. I am a humble person. Not all the time. I'm just saying in general, but you are supposed to take on that approach to be a meek person. Being transparent, there are things that you have to work on. Me individually, that's one of them, being meek. And then the next one, temperance, self-control. Sometimes I don't exercise self-control because I let my emotions get the best of me. I'm human. I'm not perfect. And I am quick-tempered. And I don't like a lot of, like, you know, this and that. I just really want you to be authentic, and I really want you to be real, and real recognize real. So when I don't feel that from a person, it's not a good vibe. So I'm learning and I'm growing to be a better me in 2020, and self-control comes with that. And the ending part is, against such there is no law. So we have to make sure that as we are experiencing our journey of life individually, that we are operating in the fruit of the Spirit. And I'm reading the book that I had shared earlier in our podcast when we first started, about Boundaries for Your Soul. That was a book written by Allison Cook and Kimberly Miller, and I really like this book. It's helping me. I'm growing. And there is one section in the book where it's talking about how you can have a better spirit-led life, and how that happens is through self-control. And they have this one portion in the book where it talks about the 8 C's. C like Charlie. So one of the 8 C's that they talk about that I really like is compassion. And sometimes we aren't compassionate to others, And sometimes we need others to be compassionate to us. So that's something that I'm really focusing on, learning how to be compassionate to others, and also how you treat others is how they treat you. So if you want someone to be compassionate to you, you have to learn how to be compassionate to others. So basically, it's just being sympathetic and putting yourself in that person's place, being concerned for the misfortune of others, the suffering that somebody might be going through, feeling sorry for them, but having empathy to understand, like, if I was in this situation, how would I want someone to treat me? Would I want somebody to treat me like, a piece of dog, or, talk down to me, or would I want someone to say, hey, you know what? It's gonna get better. This might be your dark moment, but just know that things will turn around. You need a hug, I'll be there for you. You need someone to talk to, I'll be there for you. If you want to go out and get a sandwich or a salad, we can do that too. You never know what someone's going through. So that is like one of my ideas and lists that I have. Like, okay, I have to like make sure that I put myself in a place of others, showing compassion to others. And when you give out something good, it comes back to you. It's like a boomerang effect. If you put something negative out there, negative is gonna come back to you. So I'm all about the positive energy this year and making sure I surround myself with individuals who have positive light. I don't need any darkness. I don't need anything negative, in my life or my circle. So that's one of the 8 C's that I'm focusing on hard for 2020. And the other C's they talk about is calmness, clarity, confidence, courage, being creative, and making sure you connect to something. And then also curiosity. And when we embark on this journey, we know it can be difficult when we face different things internally in our heart and our mind and our soul. But even through those challenging times and things may be painful or hurtful, but we still have to have that connection to God and know that that's where our strength and our hope comes from, through Him. And we know that with God, all things are possible. So, regardless of what you're going through, He'll be there to help you weather the storm and just to continue to live life and to know that, again, as I mentioned, every day we wake up is another opportunity to get it right. So, keeping our eyes focused on what's ahead. As we are going into 2020, we're only the second day in, but we can't really think about what happened last year. Even though that's like a harsh statement. What do you mean I can't think about what happened last year? It was just the other day. Yeah, I know, but we're in a whole new season. And if you experienced something in 2019 that didn't fit well with you, that you didn't like, so now's the opportunity for you to change it. Okay, write it down. Like, yep, I went through this. This hurt me. They hurt me. I asked for forgiveness. I went to them to make it right. Move on. Like the slate is clean. Do not dwell in what God delivered you from. Do not go back. If you ask God for forgiveness, He casts it into the sea of forgetfulness. So if He forgot about it, then why are you bringing it up? So it's just like my brother always says, if you're going to worry, then don't pray about it. But if you're going to pray, then believe that God's going to do it. So that's the same thing for 2020. Okay, this is what my focuses are for 2020, and I'm going to move forward into that. So you have to really stand strong in that and believe that. With this upcoming vision board party, that's why it's really key. And for me, exciting to really get with a whole bunch of individuals to hone in on what it is that you are excited about in 2020. What do you want to happen different in your life this year? Like, what are you so excited about? And what are your goals? What are your dreams? What are your ideas? So, when we have this vision party, that's what it's going to be about, making sure that we focus on the task at hand. And I shared three sessions that we'll be talking about in a workshop, and one of them is called a SMART plan. So basically, that's just an acronym for being specific, making sure that your goals are measurable, making sure that they're attainable, and then making sure that they're realistic, and then also that they happen in a timely fashion. Sometimes we do get so excited about the different ideas and the gift. Different gifts, or I have this in my heart and I want to go. So everything happens in time. Sometimes you have to just say, okay, let me just take a minute. Let me write this down. Let me focus on one thing at a time. Rome wasn't built in one day. So we have to exercise patience, and to know that we have to hit our daily mark, our daily targets. Like, what are we focusing on? Let's make sure we are accountable for this one thing at a time. And then also, accountability. We'll also talk about that, making sure that you're accountable for your action plans and making sure that you are, staying focused. Sometimes we get, a little sidetracked with life. It happens, whether you're married, you have kids, they have sporting events, school events, church, and shopping, food shopping, laundry, responsibilities. You know what I mean? It happens in life, but you can't beat yourself up. You can't do everything in one day. Like, it's okay. Give yourself a break. We are sometimes our hardest critics. We are sometimes our worst critics. And life can be very overbearing at times. But even so, life could be full of pressure. And sometimes we are the ones that are putting this unnecessary pressure on ourselves. So, this is a whole new year to realign our focus, to make sure that we are really exercising what it is that's inside of us, in our hearts, our goals, our mission, our ideas, and just live life full of purpose. I'm a strong believer that there's something inside of you that no one else has been gifted with, and the world is waiting for it. And you were born for such a time as this. So now is the time for you to step out on faith and believe God that whatever gift, whatever idea He has placed in your heart, in your mind, your soul, that you put it in place and execute it. God is not going to bring you to a place and not help you. He's not going to say, oh, yeah, I know that you want to do this. I know you want to do that. And all these doors of opportunity will start opening up and then they just close in your face. Like, come on, God's not like that. He's going to bring people to you or have you go to the next level. And sometimes we have to know and trust Him. Like, okay, all right. It may not be today, but it'll be tomorrow. And it may not be tomorrow, it'll be next week. But I know that God placed this inside my heart and He'll bring it to pass. And we just have to, hold on to our faith and to trust and believe in that. So I just want to keep you encouraged to let you know that the worst is over and the best is yet to come. This is a happy new year. This is a new year. We should be excited. We should be ready to go, full of energy. And I really hope you really get to live your purpose in 2020. And again, I hope you have an opportunity to come to our vision board party. Again, it's going to be held Saturday, January 18th, 2020, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And that would be at Gethsemane Temple Church and the Fellowship Hall, 1405 South 2nd Street in Plainfield, New Jersey, between Rock Avenue and Clinton Avenue. And to register for the vision board party, you can call 908 908- 546-3000. 9037. So in closing, I just want to share some encouraging words with you to let you know that you can do this. The enemy will try to defeat you. He will try to discourage you. He will try to stop you. But when all of that chaos ensues and you feel completely overwhelmed, that's when you know change is really starting, because you get to recognize the signs and remember that you are the person that can get you out of whatever situation it is with the help of God. You have to be open to hear His word. You have to be prayerful to hear and let Him guide you. You make sure that you have a pad and a pen wherever you go. It doesn't have to be a big notebook. It doesn't have to be a big notebook. It could be some notebook that you get from the dollar store. But just as long as you have a little notebook and a pad, write down the things that God has placed inside of your heart. If you hear His voice, write it down. If there is a prayer that you are looking and you can't find, search the scripture. Ask God to open up your heart and say, Lord, can you give me a scripture? Can you show me where this is in your word? And also, if you are an active member in your church, make sure you reach out to your fellowship groups, your teams, Bible study, circle groups. And if you aren't at church right now, but you're being drawn, reach out. There's so many churches that are there, but just go where it's a Bible-believing church, where you would hear the word of the Lord. Remember, God will always confirm His word. And how we grow is by listening to the stillness of His word. Fasting, praying, and hearing from God, and being open and transparent and letting Him work inside of you. Remember, the worst is over and the best is yet to come. This is your year. This is 2020. Whatever God has placed inside of you, step out on faith and get it done. Thanks again for listening to another episode of Talk with Tam. We hope you enjoyed it. Please feel free to reach out to us. You can send a private message at talkswithtam@gmail.com. You can also hit us up on our Facebook page, send us an inbox, or you could give us a call here at Talk with Tam, 908-546-9037. But just do what God has called you to do. Have a great night. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.